Singapore is undergoing a quiet but significant shift in its approach to cross-border taxation, particularly concerning investments funneled into India through special purpose vehicles, SPVs, and shell structures. The city-state, long favored for its low tax treaty advantages and regulatory ease, is now signaling more vigorous enforcement against tax arbitrage, reshaping investor strategies across Asia. Cracking down on substance-light entities, and at the heart of Singapore's move is an increased scrutiny of shell entities, companies with little or no operational activity that exist primarily to exploit tax treaties. Officials in Singapore's Accounting and Corporate Regulatory Authority, ACRA, and Inland Revenue Authority, IRAS, are aligning with international frameworks such as the OECD's BEPS, Base Erosion and Profit Shifting Standards, demanding that companies demonstrate economic substance, real offices, employees, and decision-making activity within Singapore. India's angle, GAR and treaty rewrites, this tightening dovetails with India's aggressive anti-avoidance agenda. The General Anti-Avoidance Rules, GAR, introduced by India in recent years, empower tax authorities to deny treaty benefits if they believe an arrangement lacks commercial substance. While Singapore has historically been a favored route for inbound investment into India thanks to the India-Singapore Double Taxation Avoidance Agreement, DTAA, both countries have revised protocols to include limitation of benefits, LOB, clauses to prevent abuse. The investor impact, funds, startups, and PE firms react. The clampdown has significant implications for private equity firms, venture capital funds, and multinationals that have historically routed capital into India via Singapore SPVs. Many of these vehicles now face reassessment risks, treaty denial, or questions during due diligence rounds. Venture capitalists are exploring jurisdictions like the Netherlands or Mauritius with greater scrutiny. Family offices and fund managers are reconsidering Singapore holding company structures. Tax lawyers report a surge in demand for substance build-out services, including leasing real office space and hiring nominal staff to satisfy substance rules. Strategic pivot or temporary chill? While some view the enforcement wave as part of Singapore's long-term strategy to enhance its international legitimacy, others believe it's a temporary recalibration driven by geopolitical pressure and post-BEPS compliance obligations. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.